I don't think you'd like it, I said. It takes a certain kind of person, and from everything I've seen, well, it's just not you. He seemed maybe intrigued is too strong, but interested enough. It's just that as long as I've known him, he's been into vanilla. Vanilla cake, vanilla ice cream, and as far as I could tell, and we do talk a lot, vanilla sex. Not bad sex, I guess, just respectful, mutual. Frankly, if I'd have wanted vanilla, I'd get married, but whatever, to each their own, right? I'm not his friend for hot sex. We have a much better bond than that. And he agreed. Not my kind of thing, he said. So I let it go. I didn't want to freak him out about how I like to deal with my boys, my hookups. I'm well aware not everyone wants to be told when to come, how to come, if they can come. It's not for everyone, and I can usually tell right away. There's a look or a set to the shoulders, and I just know if I put a hand around the throat or grab the balls, they are down on their fucking knees for me. But he didn't need to hear about that. He didn't need to see me like that. Not when we had 100 envelopes to stuff and mail. The next time it came up, we were planning a little outing. Our friend Katie was having a birthday, a 29th year last hurrah of youth thing, and we were trying to find a venue that would have music but allow us to bring a cake. Not an easy task, by the way, in case you were wondering. As I was Googling like a madwoman, he started asking me about where I was last week when we were supposed to play Elden Ring. I hesitated to tell him the truth. Not that I'm embarrassed or anything. I just don't like to shove it in his face if I'm dating and he's not. And the current thing was more hookup than boyfriend. But I'm not gonna lie, and he was looking right at me, and I can't fucking hide anything ever. So I told him. To his credit, he seemed genuinely enthusiastic. Not like a fake, oh joy, but actually super encouraging. You deserve something good, and anyone would be lucky to have you. Jesus, don't make me fucking cry, dude. It was all a bit too nice, and I felt the weight of expectations. So, because I can be a sabotaging dick myself sometimes, I kind of casually mentioned, yeah, and I haven't let him come in a week. Just, you know, to freak him out a bit. What? I never said I was the best person. That seemed to catch his attention. Let him, he said, and then repeated, really, let him. At least we weren't talking about how great he thinks I am. Oh, yeah, really, I laughed. He's slowly going out of his mind. I'll get his cock out and get him super turned on till he's panting and begging and his hips are starting to go. And once he's just close up to the edge, I'll get up and go make popcorn or some shit. I had my eye on the computer, but I could tell he was really looking at me, totally blown away by the idea of taking pleasure in denial, I assume. I felt a bit guilty about using his own sexual squeamishness to distract his attention from me and said, I'm sorry. I know that's not your kind of thing. As always, he was super cool about it. Yeah, sure, it's not for me, he said. But you can tell me about it. I'm just happy to be a part of your life. And if you're into it and everyone's consenting, I'm not judging. I just don't think I'd like it. For me, you know. But clearly your guy likes it. My boy, I clarified. Your boy, then. Your very good boy, he laughed. But it was a good-natured laugh, of course. Oh, yes, he is. Very good. Very good and very desperate, I told him. I'm thinking of putting him in a cage, though, because even though he's very good, I can't be there all the time. When would you sleep? He quipped, which made me laugh. Well, exactly. When would I sleep? Then he had questions. He asked about the cage. I guess he'd never seen one. Why would he have? So I told him about it, how a boy could live in it, how he could still pee, how he could still wear normal clothes. He just couldn't get hard. It was physically impossible. He looked a bit worried, nervous, which, fair. He'll be fine, I assured him. I wouldn't get one of the painful ones. I didn't mean anything by it, just, you know, I wouldn't. But that seemed to really catch him by surprise. Painful ones? He asked, like the words didn't even make any sense. I didn't want to freak him out even more, but I'd already started, so I told him about the ones with spikes on the inside, you know, as a punishment for getting turned on. I reassured him I would never do that, which, to be fair, is probably true. I told him, that's a bit mean, even for me. He was surprisingly curious, but then I guess it's not so surprising. If you'd never seen a cock cage, you'd probably want to know more. So I opened a new tab and showed him a picture of the one I had in mind. It has this handy little gap on the underside just below the head, about the size of a quarter. Easy access, I think I called it. What's that about? He wanted to know. I was already back on the venue hunt, but he asked, so I told him. Oh, I can lick my finger or whatever and rub there. It's the most sensitive spot. Well, presumably you know that. And he did, of course. But that didn't stop the Inquisition. My lord, these vanilla types. One sniff of kink and it's time for 20 questions. My poor, innocent friend. But I thought the point of the cage was that you weren't allowed to get turned on, he asked. I wasn't trying to be mean. He's just a bit, I don't know, naive about this kind of stuff. I had to laugh. Oh no, the point is very much to get turned on, but then to not be allowed to do anything about it. That's fun, he asked. Well, it is for me. Which was funny, but also absolutely true. I had hoped we were done. We were not. He asked me when my boy was going to start wearing the cage. I had hoped we wouldn't get to this point, but here we are. I explained that my sweet but obstinate boy hadn't agreed yet. That's why I'm not letting him come. When he agrees, then he can come. Once. My eyes were on the computer, but I noticed the way he held his breath. I felt his eyes on me. The room seemed to go a degree colder. Something had definitely happened, but exactly what, I wasn't sure. I just hoped he wasn't completely turned off of me. I like to provoke a reaction. Too much, maybe. But he was a good friend. Maybe my best friend. The person I turned to when my asshole roommate kicked me out. Or when I thought my dad was going to die and I didn't know what the fuck to do. The hard truth is, I owe him an unpayable debt. I may seem tough. Okay, I am tough. But he held me up more than once when I needed to be weak. I wasn't looking to push him away completely. Honestly, I never know when to quit. But he just quietly said, I don't know, it's just not my kind of thing. He studiously avoided asking more questions after that. So maybe mission accomplished? But then 2 weeks later, he asked about my boy in his cage again. We were playing a game together online. As usual, I was kicking his ass and I wasn't shy about giving him shit about it. That's one of the things I love about him. He's always willing to take shit when deserved. And boy, was it deserved right then. He's not a doormat. He just lacks that outsized ego you get with most guys. I thought to myself maybe he asked just so I'd stop teasing him. If so, I was going to make him regret it. Oh yeah, I told him. My boy folded like a $2 bill. A week and a half of teasing and denial and he could barely walk straight. I laughed at the memory, but it was worth it. I let him come all over my tits. Who wouldn't like that, right? I made him ask first, of course, and then I forbade him from coming before I said it was time. But he's a good boy and did what I asked. He ate me to 3 pretty decent orgasms, so he got to come and now he's in the cage. Is he okay, he wanted to know. Typical. Expect horror, get fascination. He likes it, deep down, I told him. I know it isn't your kind of thing, but some guys want to be told and to be managed and to be treated like a thing. I'm sure you'd hate it, I said. Though, with all the questions, I was starting to wonder if that was even true. He agreed he would hate it, but I was getting curious. Fuck it, I thought. Let's test the waters. The cage is old news, I said. And then I took a breath and said it. The new challenge is getting him to eat his cum. It's what I expect of all my good boys. For a second, I thought he had passed out. Bless my underkinked friend. He sputtered a bit, but finally spit out. What? What are you even talking about? In for a penny, in for a pound. Oh yeah, I said. That little bitch boy is going to be eating his own cum by the end of the month. I tease him at night in his cage, and when he begs to be let out, I make him swear he'll eat his cum, and he does swear it, up and down. I can't believe anybody wants to do that, he said, and it was clear he absolutely believed it. Well, there is literally someone for everything you can think of, but as far as cum eating goes, no. He really does not want to do it. Or maybe that he wants me to believe he's not into it, but I know something about him. I know that it's the thrill of being pushed to do something he really, really does not want to do that drives him. That's what makes him devoted. That's what makes him a good boy for me. So you let him come and then he eats it? He was like completely flummoxed. Oh no, I explained. I let him beg and plead to be let out. I let him swear up and down that he'll do it. I let him hope. And then I tell him I don't believe him and I turn out the fucking lights and go to sleep. I know I'm a bitch, but it made me laugh. But if he promised, he asked. Poor guy. He just did not get it. You don't understand, I said. It's just not your kind of thing. The last time we discussed it, we were wrapping cookies, little ice duckies and chicks in little cellophane packages for his nephew's bake sale at school. He made an unfortunate association between the ice cookies and my hookup or whatever, and he asked how my training program had worked out. Oh, he's still a good boy, I told him. He resists. He still doesn't want to do it, but he'll eat it all up if it means he gets to come. The thought made me laugh a bit. I make him lick it off my fingers like frosting. But how can he even accept being told he wanted to know? Told? When to come, if he can come, where, how, the whole thing. I just don't understand why anyone would want that. And he must want it. I mean, I know you. You wouldn't make him do something he really didn't want to do. And doesn't he hate to be so weak? I appreciate that he doesn't understand power exchange, has never seen the kind of will it takes, on both sides. But I wasn't going to let this go by. My boys may be subby, but they sure as fuck aren't weak. It's not weakness. It's vulnerable, but it's not weakness. I wanted to make sure he heard me, understood what I was saying, because it just then dawned on me. For all his talk of partnership, of a meeting of equals or whatever, he was just scared to look weak. I mean, it's not so uncommon for people to think subbing equals weak. I just didn't expect it from a guy who cried on my shoulder when his cat died. If you saw the size of the cock I'm pegging him with, you wouldn't ever doubt how much strength it takes to be a sub. But I'm a little surprised how much thought you're giving this. I didn't think it was your kind of thing. And I was surprised, but also slowly cluing in. He stumbled over his response. Well, I mean, no, it's not. Not at all. I just thought, that is, I wondered what it would be like and why anyone would like it and how the terms are and I just, he sputtered to an awkward stop. And then, right then, I knew exactly what to do. How I could be there for him the way he'd been there for me. How I could repay him. I got close, right in his face. It was pretty clear no one had ever done that to him before, but I've done it to any number of boys. I know how to get close without getting pushy, to project confidence, authority. I kept my voice low and slow. It's not your kind of thing, right? Yes, he said. That was more of a question than an answer. But maybe you're curious? It's okay to be curious, you know. He might be 5 inches taller, but his posture, his eyes, his fucking aura was screaming sub to me. I owned that space. I possessed it. He was completely unable to even look me in the eye. I could just about hear his pulse. A flush went straight up to the very tips of his ears. He was looking for an escape. He took a step back and quipped, "Careful, the duckies and chicks might get weird ideas." So typical. Diffuse, retreat. but I knew what to expect and followed him forward as he stepped back. No. That's all I needed to say. No. I kept my eyes firmly fixed on his. He stammered something about being friends and how it really wasn't his kind of thing. I barely heard the words because his body was telling the true story. Clearly, I said. That's it. Just clearly. And then I told him what would happen next. I'm going to put this hand on your cock, just over your pants. It's going to tell me what I need to know. Although, I think we both know what I'm going to find. You only need to say stop. Say no, and I will stop. But say nothing, and I'm going to do it. He was breathing fast. His eyes were wild, looking everywhere but at mine, as if I hadn't already clocked every escape route. I was not going to let him just walk away from this, back to his oblivious vanilla life, his picket fence destination. So I kept my eyes fixed on his, even if he couldn't look back at mine. I didn't grab. I didn't squeeze. I just laid my hand on his cock. Dude, you are hard. Hard as fuck. Maybe, just maybe, this could all be your kind of thing. Maybe you would like it. We'd kissed once years ago, and clearly we talked about our sex lives and hookups and all, but this was another level of intimacy. If I had to guess, I would say he'd never experienced a moment as charged as this before. Not just with me, with anyone. What are you trying to prove? He finally got out. Babe, I don't need to prove anything. This isn't about winning. If I just wanted to win, we'd play a game. And this isn't about changing you. This is about opening you up to the possibilities. Possibilities, he asked. Who you really are. Who you can be. Don't live your life telling yourself this isn't your kind of thing, only to wake up at 40 and wish you were someone else. I love you too much to let that happen to you. I only realized how true that was as the words came out of my mouth. He let out an almost sob, a gulped half breath as he spoke. I have no fucking idea what I like. The first really true thing he had said. I took my hand off his cock and wrapped my arms around him. I know, baby, I know. Let's take it one step at a time. He took a few deep breaths and found a bit of control again. I'm not fucking eating my cum, he laughed. We'll see, I said. We'll see.